జగద్విరించోపహృతారనాంభ శేషం పునాతన్యతమో ముకుంద కో నామ లోకే భగవత్ పదార్త అతాపి యత్ పాదనఖావసృష్టం జగద్విరించోపహృతారనాంభ శేషం పునాతన్యతమో ముకుంద కో నామ లోకే భగవత్ పదార్థః అతాపి యత్ పాదనఖావసృష్టం జగద్విరించోపహృతారనాంభ శేషం పునాతన్యతమో ముకుంద కో నామ లోకే భగవత్ పదార్థః
మాతాజీస్
word-to-word meaning. Atha, therefore. Api, certainly. Yat, whose. Padanakha, nails of the feet. avasrishtham, emanating, jagat, the whole universe, virincha, brahmaji, uparta, collected, arahana, worship, ambaha, water, sa, along with, isham, Lord Shiva, Unati, purifies, Anyatamaha, who else? Mukundat. Besides the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, Ka, who? Nama, name. Loke, within the world. Bhagavat, Supreme Lord. Pada, position. Artaha, worth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Who can be worthy of the name of the Supreme Lord but the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna? Brahmaji collected the water emanating from the nails of His feet in order to award it to Lord Shiva as a worshipful welcome. This very water, the Ganges, is purifying the whole universe, including Lord Shiva. Purport. The conception of many gods in the Vedic literatures by the ignorant is completely wrong. The Lord is one without a second, but He expands Himself into many, and this is confirmed in the Vedas. Such expansions of the Lord are limitless. Some of them are the Supreme Lord Himself in full, and some are the living entities. The living entities are not as powerful as the Lord's plenary expansions, and therefore there are two different types of expansions. Lord Brahma is generally one of the living entities, and Lord Shiva is between the Lord and the living entities. In other words, even demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who are the chief amongst all demigods, are never equal to or greater than Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and all the powerful demigods like Brahma and Shiva are engaged in the worship of Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Therefore, who can be more powerful than Mukunda, Lord Krishna, and thus factually deserve to be called the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are not independently powerful. They are powerful as expansions of the Supreme Lord, and all of them are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and so also are the living entities. There are four sects of worshipful devotees of the Lord, and the chief amongst them are the Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, and Shi Sampradaya, descending directly from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, respectively. Besides the above mentioned three Sampradayas, there is the Kumara Sampradaya, descending from Sanat Kumar. All of the four original Sampradayas are still scrupulously engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord up to the present day. And they all declare that Lord Krishna, Mukunda, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that no other personality is equal to Him or greater than Him. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatrupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyam Ishwaram. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे।
योऽन्तः प्रविश्य मम वाचमिमां प्रसुप्तान् सञ्जीवयत किल शक्तिधरा स्वधाम्ना। अन्यांश हस्तचरणा श्रवणा त्वगादीन् प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम्। कताञ्चना स्मृते यस्मिन् दुष्करं सुकरं भवेत् विस्मृते विपरीतं स्यात् श्रीचैतन्यानमामितम्। Hare Krishna. We welcome all devotees and guests for our Sunday program, Sunday feast program. Today we are reading a very beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada, which we will discuss today. And there are two nice themes that stand out from today's purport. But before we dive into this section, this purport of Srila Prabhupada, let us briefly discuss the story so far, what is happening, what is really happening now in this episode. So we are reading which chapter of the first canto? 18th chapter. Now, before this, in the 17th chapter, Maharaj Parikshit is presented as an ideal king, best king, and the most striking and unprecedented example of confronting and chastising a personality, none other than Mr. Kali. So he is confronted Kali and he improved the situation of earth and is now ruling the world, which was given to him by his grandfather. And he is a great success story. Now we are entering 18th chapter. I mean, we have already entered and we are discussing in the middle of the 18th chapter where after explaining Parikshit Maharaj's rule, which is so great, Sudha Goswami now starts explaining the events that leads to his renunciation of the kingdom. So he has done so much and now he is renouncing. So in this chapter also, in the first 10 verses we saw Parikshit Maharaj's birth, his death and his confronting Kali. All of this summary is given in the first 10 shlokas. And then from 11 to 17, which was last week, we discussed in great detail how the sages are extremely excited. They are delighted because what Sudha Goswami did, you know, Sudha Goswami, after explaining the summary of Parikshit Maharaj's activities, he said, so all the questions you asked, I have answered. So Bhagavatam class is over. Thank you very much. That's what he did. Because the sages had asked 6 questions, which he answered in the first, I think, 3-4 chapters, and then second, third chapter. And then the sages asked further questions on Parikshit Maharaj, Sukhdev Goswami and origin of Bhagavatam. So all that he has answered now by 11th verse of 10th verse of the 18th chapter. So Bhagavatam class is over. But then the sages get excited. They say, hey, how can you stop? We have to hear more. So then they start explaining how, you know, konama trippe bhagavat katanam. So how can we satisfy by hearing more? We want to hear more and more. Mahatamai kanta parayanasya. So this is the great shelter. Krishna katha is great shelter. So they are saying, O Sutta Goswami, you are Bhagavat Pradana, you can give Krishna, and we are Shushrushatam, we are desperately eager to hear more. So what a combination. Somebody wants to give Krishna, and somebody is eager to hear Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada writes there that just like a potent man and a fertile woman, if they come together as husband and wife, then by their combination, a child is born. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada says, if the speaker is potent, is carrying Krishna, and if the hearer is eager to hear about Krishna, then by that combination, Krishna will appear in the heart. So like this, the stages, in that section, we saw the qualities of the hearer and the speaker of Bhagavatam. And now we have entered this 18 to 23 section, which is where Suta Goswami is now very inspired, impressed. Okay, the audience is really eager to hear. So he starts thanking and he starts glorifying Krishna. So what we are reading now is we are glorifying Krishna. That section is happening. So we are zooming into the section. So in this section also, first we read how we have to serve, follow the instructions of authorities. We have to have conversation, Bhagavatam discussion with great souls. So this is, we discussed 3 or 4 days back. Then Suta Goswami says the power of chanting the holy names of Krishna. And then we saw yesterday, it's a verse where goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, she is anchoring for Krishna's service. Like that. And today we are reading emphatically Suta Goswami is saying that who else but only Krishna can be called as Bhagavan. Because the water from his toenails, what is the water from toenails of Krishna called? Mother Ganga. And she is, Jai Sri Shraddha Gopinath Bhagavan ki Jai, Lalita Vishaka ki Jai, Sri Gopalji Bhagavan ki Jai, Sri Shnitai Gaurchandra ki Jai. So today's verse is saying that this Ganga is collected by Brahmaji and it is purifying the 3 worlds, including Lord Shiva gets blessed. And Srila Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport which we have taken up today, where he emphasizes on 2 points. First, how all the devtas, including Brahma, Shiva, and all the living entities, everybody is serving Krishna. That is their position. That is the first point. And the second point Srila Prabhupada explains in detail is about the 4 sampradayas. So, let us try to do justice to this purport of Srila Prabhupada by discussing these 2 themes. And Srila Prabhupada begins the purport by dismissing pantheism, that, you know, worshipping anything and everything as God. Srila Prabhupada very clearly says, God is one. And then Srila Prabhupada speaks about, you know, actually the last verse, he continues that same explanation of Lakshmiji is serving Krishna, and now Brahmaji also wants Charanamrit, or Shiva wants Charanamrit. It is amazing how we see that human beings, they are desperate to get favor of the devtas. And devtas want mercy of Lakshmiji. And Lakshmiji is always serving Lord's lotus feet. And Krishna, the Lord, is absolutely independent of her service. That means if the Lord accepts our service, then we are not doing him a favor, he is doing us a favor. It is his mercy that he accepts our service. And today we are reading how Brahma and Shiva are also taking Lord Saranamrit. It's amazing. They are engaged in worship of Vishnu. When Lord Shiva is doing dhyan, he is remembering Krishna. So like a lawyer, you know, lawyer builds his case. One by one he makes a point. And he says, oh, my dear honor, the best of the judges. Similarly, Suta Goswami is building point by point. Oh, best of the sages, he is saying. Please consider, in this verse today is declaring, please consider who is more worthy than Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Everybody, whatever we have, we are deriving from Krishna. So like that, very beautiful section. Actually, you will find similar verse in the 3rd canto. You know, Lord Kapiladev, he says about Lord Shiva, Shiva, Shivo, Bhut, that shloka comes, where he explains that Lord Shiva becomes more purified when he remembers Krishna's lotus feet. And Krishna's lotus feet is like a thunderbolt. The verse Kapiladev says is, a thunderbolt crashes on the mountain and reduces that mountain into powder. Similarly, when we meditate on Lord Gopinath's lotus feet, then that will act as a thunderbolt and destroy the mountain of sin in our heart. This is the verse that Kapiladev says. So like this, very beautiful section. And Srila Prabhupada is talking about the 4 sampradayas. There are 4 sampradayas which have glorified Krishna, 4 parties, but not like the political party of this world. Here all the 4 parties are happy to glorify Krishna, but their rasa is different, their taste is different. Like we have the Brahma Sampradaya. See, Krishna gave knowledge to four personalities. Brahma, Lakshmi, Lord Shiva and four Kumaras. So Brahmaji gave knowledge and that Sampradaya is called as Brahma Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. These are the same names. And the main Acharya has been Madhvacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Dvaita philosophy was given how living entity and God are different. And Mahaprabhu very beautifully harmonized Achintya Veda Veda. This is one Sampradaya. The second Sampradaya is Lord gave knowledge to Lakshmi. And this is known as Lakshmi Sampradaya, Shri Sampradaya, Shri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya. Same name. The main Acharya in this Sampradaya is Shri Ramanuja Acharya. And he gave the Vishishtadvaita Vad, which is specific or purified monism. And then Lord Krishna also gave this knowledge to Shiva, Shiva Sampradaya, which is also known as Rudra Sampradaya or Vishnu Swami Sampradaya or Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. Main Acharyas here have been Vallabhacharya and Vishnu Swami. And the main philosophy here is Shuddhadvaita Vad, which is basically purified monism. So like that, we are three Sampradaya. And then the fourth, Prabhupada, after explaining these three in this purport, he says there is another Sampradaya. Krishna also gave knowledge to the four Kumaras. And this is known as the Kumara Sampradaya or Nimbarka Sampradaya, Nimbaditya Sampradaya or Sanakadi Sampradaya, like that. Same name. And the main Acharya has been Nimbarka Acharya. And their philosophy is Dvaita Advaita Vad, both duality and non-dual. So, we will not get into the technical aspects because it's basically four Sampradayas. And our Sampradaya ISKCON is in which of these four? Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. And we are known as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation in this Sampradaya. And then the whole parampara continued like that. In fact, Jiva Goswami and then Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, all of us, we were in this Sampradaya. But suddenly what happened in around 1770, our Sampradaya was about to be threatened to be not acknowledged and not accepted in India, in the Vedic culture. Because the king of Jaipur was worshipping Radha Govind, so the Ramanandis, they are an offshoot or they are a branch from the Sri Sampradaya only. So, they declared to the king that this is, you should not worship Radha and Krishna together. This is wrong. And the Gaudiya Pujaris were removed from worship. And they said this is not a bona fide Sampradaya. So then the king sent a message to Vrindavan and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur was very old that time. So he asked Baldev Vidya Bhushan to go and represent and Baldev Vidya Bhushan came and he gave powerful arguments. He made excellent presentations and he presented how we are a bona fide Sampradaya. We are in the Madhva, Brahma Madhva, that line. But the Ramanandis were not happy. They said, where is your commentary on Vedanta? We want Vedanta commentary. So then Baldev Vidya Bhushan said, Jiva Goswami has explained in the Sandarbha that we don't need a commentary on Vedanta because Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on Vedanta. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not encourage writing a commentary on Vedanta because we didn't want to supersede Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya has already written. So they said, no. But if you are a bona fide Sampradaya, then you should have your commentary on Vedanta. So then because of that challenge, they said, we'll give you 18 days to prove on the basis of your own commentary on Vedanta. Then Baldev Vidya Bhushan took complete shelter of Radha Govind. He intensely prayed and the Lord revealed to him, you just write, I will dictate. And in 7 days he completed the commentary and it became, and when he presented this commentary on Vedanta Sutra, he called it Govinda Bhashya because Govinda Dev spoke this. Everyone was stunned. The Ramanandis were absolutely stunned hearing this. And they declared that Gaudiya Sampradaya is bona fide. Not only that, in fact, they were so mesmerized by Baldev Vidya Bhushan's presentation that they were willing to take initiation from him and join this Sampradaya. And Baldev Vidya Bhushan said, no, you are in proper Sampradaya of Lakshmiji, so you continue your service. And therefore, you see, Srila Prabhupada, he dedicated his Bhagavad Gita, like Prabhupada dedicated his Krishna book to his father. Bhagavad Gita he dedicates to Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he gave us Govinda Bhasya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so amazing, he harmonized all the four, he harmonized the four Sampradayas because he took two excellent points from each of these four sampradayas, and that's how ISKCON, see, the process that we are following under Srila Prabhupada's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's direction is the best of the four sampradayas. Means Mahaprabhu took two best things from each of the four sampradayas. Like from Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two principles. Absolute smashing of Mayavad philosophy. And second, anybody knows? Deity worship. Because in Madhva Sampradaya they worship the deities. From Shri Sampradaya, from Ramanuja Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two principles. Vaishnava Seva. So that is very much given importance, no, in ISKCON. That is Mahaprabhu took from Shri Sampradaya. And second is Ananya Bhakti, that is free from karma and jnana. Pure devotional service. And then from Rudra Sampradaya or Vallabhacharya's tradition, Mahaprabhu took two principles. Total dependence on Krishna and Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service. And then from Nimbarka Sampradaya or the four Kumaras, two amazing principles that Mahaprabhu took is shelter of Srimati Radharani and the bhava of gopis, how they love Krishna. So see, technically if you see, we are in Madhva Sampradaya, but if you see very closely, that in terms of rasa, we are very close to Nimbarka Sampradaya, in the sense, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya, we worship Srimati Radharani, and the only difference in Nimbarka and our Sampradaya is they give preeminence to Swakiya Rasa and ours is Parakiya Rasa. And Dvaita Advaita is similar to Achintya Veda Veda, but Achintya is more qualified. That's Krishna's mercy. By Krishna's mercy only we can know like that. So anyway, there is a beautiful, this is a beautiful aspect of our history and tradition which Srila Prabhupada has glorified in this purport. And therefore, we are so blessed that we are in ISKCON, which is the best of the four sampradayas, and Srila Prabhupada is carrying forward the tradition which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And now we can take the second theme which is also mentioned in today's purport, which is all devtas and all living entities are servants of Krishna. This is another purport. And this is a common thing in all four sampradayas. See, externally, Ramanandis, you know, Ramanandis, they may be a little different. Like for example, Ramanandis say Rama and Sita is supreme. We say Radha and Krishna. You know, and Sri Sampradaya, the origin of Ramanandis Sampradaya, they say Vishnu and Lakshmi. Like that. So, but all of them say we are servants of Krishna. Servants of Vishnu, Narayan, same thing. So there is no difference. We should not get into the fighting or, you know, debate. And when people argue, oh, Krishna is ordinary, then all the four sampradayas will come together. And within our sampradaya, within our discussion, the rasa is different. Everybody, the four sampradayas will worship a little differently. Like one argument people give, you know, because today's purport is saying, Prabhupada is emphatic, we are all servants of Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Lord, Prabhupada is saying. So sometimes when we present this to people, they say, no, but Krishna was killed, they say like that. He was shot arrow by a hunter on his toe and then Krishna died, like that they say. So when they give argument like this, all the four Sampradaya devotees will come together and they will smash that. And they will quote Shukadeva Goswami from 11th canto, 31st chapter, and they will present arguments. Because if you see 11th canto where this pastime is described, how all the Yadavas get destroyed and Krishna leaves this world. Shukadeva Goswami only is saying this, that Krishna's toe was shot and he left this world. But same Shukadeva Goswami whom we are quoting conveniently to say that Krishna was killed, we don't take Shukadeva Goswami's next verse, which is the conclusion of this canto, where he establishes that Krishna is not ordinary. He was not killed. That we will not quote. We will quote only one verse. So like that. So there very beautiful explanation is given in the 11th canto, where Shukadeva Goswami declares, if anybody ever challenges, whether it is, you know, that famous, there is a very famous spiritual, so-called spiritual guru in India, who presents Krishna as very ordinary. Or atheistic people, they present Krishna as ordinary. We should quote this verse. Even if you don't know the verse, at least the translation we should quote. This is 11th canto, 31st chapter, text number 12. Where Shukadeva Goswami declares loudly and emphatically, మర్త్యేన యో గురుసుతం యమలోకనీతం త్వాం చానయచ్చరణధ పరమాస్త్రదగ్ధం జిజ్ఞంతకాంతకమపి సమసావనీశ కిం స్వావనేశ్వరనయన్ మృగయం సదేహం. వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్డ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఓ యూ సే కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఆర్డినరీ లెట్ మీ ప్రెజెంట్ టు యూ ఫోర్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్స్ ఫర్ దట్ యూ డోంట్ గెట్ డౌట్స్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ దిస్ ఇస్ మర్త్యేన ద సేమ్ బాడీ కృష్ణ వెంట్ మర్త్యేన యో గురుసుతం యమలోక నీతం ఈ వెంట్ టు యమరాజ్ అబోర్డ్ టు గెట్ హిస్ సన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద గురు హిస్ గురు సన్స్ సో హౌ కెన్ హీ బి dead how can he be killed one who goes to the abode of death and gets back his guru's children so he cannot be killed if he can go there on the same body the second argument is whom is Sukadeva Goswami speaking this to Parikshit Mara so he says the second logic is you tvam chanaya charanadha paramastra dagdam you got shelter of krishna because when you were in the womb of your mother brahmastra burnt you and krishna brought you back to life and the third is jigye jigye means conquered krishna conquered over whom jigye antakantakamapi samasavanisha who defeats the agents of death lord shiva and lord shiva was defeated by krishna in the battle so that means Krishna cannot be defeated by death. And the last argument he gives is, Kim Svavane Svaranayan Mrigayam Sadeham. Kim Svavane? You think this person cannot protect himself? When Svaranayan, he took whom to spiritual world? Mrigayam Sadeham, that hunter who shot an arrow at Krishna's toe, that very hunter in his same body, Krishna sent him back to spiritual world right there. So how can he be dead or how can he be killed? Beautiful, no? Logical arguments he gives like that. Well, like this, there are many, many evidences in the Bhagavatam which establishes that Krishna is not ordinary, Krishna is Supreme Lord. What Prabhupada is writing in today's purport, if you have to prove that statement, then you will get plenty of evidences from Bhagavatam. And if you are seeing in today's verse, devatas are also recognizing Krishna is Supreme Lord. And regarding this also, there are many, many evidences in the Bhagavatam. But we will take only one evidence I want to take. See, and this is very interesting why, you know, we will take an evidence which is given by the devatas themselves. See, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, I am Supreme Lord. We will say, okay, Krishna bol rahe hain, theek hai. But when devatas are saying Krishna is Supreme Lord, we should take it very serious. Like, you know, if there are two political parties, A and B. We will not take names because it becomes controversial. But you can add, in your mind you can add AP or JP like that. You can add. So A and B. So two parties are there. So A party will say what? We are the best. We are the greatest. And B political party will say, we are the best. We should rule the country. We will serve the country. Like that. You know, both will always say like that. But imagine A political party, they call a press conference. And all the people are there. And all the top leaders of this A political party are sitting. And they say, B is best. B political party is best. B is greatest. Their leader is best. So if they keep glorifying, then people will take it very seriously, no? So very, very interesting. So Krishna says in the Gita, he is Supreme Lord. But if you see, the devatas, when they start glorifying, we should take it very seriously. Because we are all attached to different devatas. So, you will find a very interesting episode in the 6th canto. There's a very exciting episode happening from 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. 6 chapters are there. 6.7 to 6.12. You know, what is that pastime? Anybody knows? Which is the most exciting, famous pastime from 6th canto, 7th chapter onwards? Vritrasur. Yes, Vritrasur. So this is a very beautiful pastime. So in this pastime, the secrets are revealed. You know, generally, if you see in all the Vedic literatures, Vritrasura Indra pastime is mentioned. Indra is presented as hero. But Bhagavatam is so special. In Bhagavatam, the hero is Vritrasura. దాట్స్ వై భాగవతం ఇస్ అ వెరీ స్పెషల్ గ్రంథ. లైక్ యు నో భీష్మ ఇస్ విలన్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. సడన్లీ యు సీ ఇన్ భాగవతం ఇస్ డివోషనల్ సైడ్ కమ్స్ అవుట్. కుంతిదేవి ఇస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ ఇన్ భాగవతం. కుంతిదేవి ఇస్ యు హార్డ్లీ గెట్ టు రీడ్ ఎనీథింగ్ అబౌట్ హర్ ఇన్ మహాభారత్. ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ షీ సఫర్డ్ బట్ యు డోంట్ హియర్ హర్ గ్లోరీస్ సో మచ్. ప్రహ్లాద్ సీ ఇఫ్ యు సీ నరసింహదేవ్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్, హిరణ్యకశిపు కిల్లింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ ప్రహ్లాద్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ అదర్ వెర్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ నరసింహదేవ్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ యాజ్ హీరో. బట్ ఇన్ భాగవతం ప్రహ్లాద్ ఎమర్జెస్ యాజ్ అ హీరో. సో భాగవతం ఆల్వేస్ గ్లోరిఫైస్ డివోటీస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ. సో దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఇస్ వెరీ స్పెషల్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ వృత్రాసుర్ ఇస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్, ప్యూర్ డివోటీ ఇస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్, బట్ బిఫోర్ దిస్ వాట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ ఇస్ యు సీ ఇంద్ర హీ ఒఫెండ్స్ బృహస్పతి. బృహస్పతి ఇస్ హిస్ గురు. సో దెన్ ఆల్ ఆస్పీషియస్నెస్ ఇస్ గాన్, ద డీమన్స్ అటాక్ అండ్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ ఆర్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేటెడ్, దే ఆర్ వెరీ డిసప్పాయింటెడ్, దే రన్ టు బ్రహ్మాజీ ఫర్ హెల్ప్. బ్రహ్మాజీ స్కోల్డ్స్ దెమ్ వెరీ బ్యాడ్లీ, దెన్ సేస్ యూ షుడ్ ప్లీజ్ విశ్వరూప. విశ్వరూప పర్ఫార్మ్స్ యజ్ఞ అండ్ గివ్స్ దెమ్ వాట్ నారాయణ కవచ అండ్ ప్రొటెక్ట్స్ దెమ్. And then when Vishwarupa is doing yagya, Indra notices that Vishwarupa is secretly also offering oblations to the demons because he is related to the demon side also. Indra gets angry, he kills Vishwarupa. So earlier he offended his guru, now he killed another guru. So then Vishwarupa's father becomes very angry, Tvashta. He performs a sacrifice, creates Vritrasur to kill the demigods. So then there is a big war. And Vritrasur is creating havoc. And all the demigods are panicking. They don't know what to do. And they run to whom for help? They run to Lord Vishnu this time. Please help us. And now comes a very interesting section where the devatas are coming to Lord Vishnu. Devatas, whom we are all worshipping all the time, they are telling Lord Vishnu. There's a beautiful prayer. The first prayer they say is, Vayuam Varagna Pshitayastri Loka బ్రహ్మాదయో ఏ వయముద్విజంత హరామయస్మై బలిమంతకోసో బిబేతి అస్మాద్ అరణం తతో నః. ఫస్ట్ ప్రేయర్ దేవ ఊచు, ద దేవతాస్ ఆర్ సేయింగ్ దట్ వీ ఆర్ కంట్రోలింగ్ ఎయిర్ వాటర్ ఫైర్ వాయు అంబర్ అగ్ని అప ఎర్త్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ వీఆర్ కంట్రోలింగ్ బట్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ మై డియర్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు బ్రహ్మాదయో ఏ వయముద్విజంత, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఇంక్లూడింగ్ బ్రహ్మాజీ ఉద్విజంత, వి హ్యావ్ అవర్ ఇన్సెక్యూరిటీ. ఎనీబడి హియర్ హు హ్యాస్ ఇన్సెక్యూరిటీస్ ఫియర్స్ యు హ్యావ్? ఓకే, మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్. వావ్, యు ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్. హరి బోల్. బ్రహ్మాజీ ఇస్ ఆల్సో హ్యావింగ్. సో బ్రహ్మాజీ ఇస్ హ్యావింగ్, all of them are having material world. Prabhupada says ahara nidra bhaya maitun. Of these four, Prabhupada says bhaya is the most prominent. It is what motivates struggle in this material world. So even Brahmaji has his own insecurities. So they are saying that, so therefore what we are doing, my dear Lord, haramayasmai balimantako, so we perform our duties as an offering to time, because time is going to take away everything. But the best part is bibeti asmad aranam tato nah. This time is afraid of you. What a way they are presenting. Like Gajendra also says a similar thing in the 8th canto. Yakaschanesho balinontako ragat prachanda vegat abhidhavato vrisham bhitam prapannam pratipati yadbhayan mrityu pradhavat aranam tato nah. Rajendra says, look at this powerful force that is chasing us. It is a serpent. He says, sab saap ke piche ajgar, python is chasing us and we are running. Balinontaku prachanda vega, bade tez se bhag raha ho. Abhidavatu brisham, and we are running away. And what is it, serpent? Time. Time is chasing us and we are running from this time. That's why when you see the watch, clock, young boy looks at the clock and thinks, are bahut slow ja raha hai, fast jana chahiye. The same clock an old person sees and he says, Are bahut tez ja raha hai, dheere jao, dheere jao. So time is the serpent. Prachanda vega, and we are running and the serpent is chasing us and about to swallow us. Prachanda vega abhidhavato. And then what I do, Gajendra is saying, భీతం ప్రపన్నం ప్రతిపాతి అద్భయాన్. ఐ సీ యూ మై డియర్ లార్డ్ అండ్ ఐ సరెండర్ అన్ టు యూ. అండ్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్? సో వెన్ యూ సీ కృష్ణ ఆర్ అదర్ గోపీనాథ్ అండ్ యూ కమ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ గోపీనాథ్ అండ్ సరెండర్, దెన్ హూ ఇస్ బిహైండ్ యూ? Serpent. And you are ahead of that serpent. He's about to swallow you. And you are facing whom now? Radha Gopinath, Krishna. As soon as this situation occurs and you come in front of Krishna, what happens? Bhitam prapannam patipati yad bayan mrityu pradhavat aranam tatunnaha. The serpent starts running and Krishna starts chasing. Pura game change ho jata hai. Oh, Tom and Jerry dekha hai? Tom and Jerry. వైసా. సో కృష్ణ ఈజ్ కంట్రోలింగ్ టైమ్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ద డిక్లరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద దేవతాస్. సో సంబడి మేసే అచ్చా, బట్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఈజ్ ఫియర్ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. టైమ్ ఈజ్ సో పవర్ఫుల్, వి ఆల్ గెట్ బివిల్డర్డ్. కృష్ణ నెవర్ గెట్స్ బివిల్డర్డ్. దేవతాస్ సే నో. అవిస్మితం తం పరిపూర్ణ కామం స్వేనైవ లాభేన సమం ప్రశాంతం వినోపసర్పత్ అపరం హి బాలిష శహలాంగులేనా తితితర్తి సింధుం. దేసే నో. కృష్ణ ఇస్ అవిస్మితం, కభీ విస్మిత్ నహీ హోతే. వై? అవిస్మితం తం పరిపూర్ణ కామం, ఈజ్ కంప్లీట్లీ సెల్ఫ్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్. డజన్ నీడ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ టు డూ. సీ, వీ ఫీల్ ఇన్కంప్లీట్, సో వీ హావ్ టు డూ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ టు ఫీల్ కంప్లీట్. బట్ లార్డ్ డజన్ హావ్ టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్. వై? స్వేనైవ లాభేన సమం ప్రశాంతం. ప్రశాంతం, హీస్ కంప్లీట్లీ హ్యాపీ బికాస్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ ఓన్ యాక్టివిటీస్, ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ ఓన్ ఇంటర్నల్ స్టేట్ ఈజ్ హ్యాపీ. అండ్ దెన్ ద దేవతాస్ ఆర్ సేయింగ్, సచ్ అ పర్సన్ ఇఫ్ యూ గివ్ అప్. దేవతాస్ ఆర్ టెలింగ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ నౌ, యూ ఫులిష్ పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, యు ఆర్ గివింగ్ అప్ దిస్ లార్డ్ అండ్ కమింగ్ టు అస్. వినోప సర్పత్ అపరం హి బాలిష, యు ఆర్ అ చైల్డిష్ ఫూల్, యు ఆర్ ఫులిష్, యు ఆర్ గివింగ్ అప్ దిస్ లార్డ్ అండ్ కమింగ్ టు అస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ వాట్ దే గివ్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, యు నో మెనీ టైమ్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు మేక్ అ పాయింట్, అనాలజీస్ ఆర్ వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్. ఆ కిత్నా భీ శ్లోకా సునావు, శ్లోకా మీ నీంద ఆతా. ఆ సూన్ యూ గివ్ అనాలజీ ఆర్ జోక్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ దట్ సడన్లీ క్లిక్స్. సో వాట్ ద దేవతాస్ గివ్ అనాలజీ, దే ఆర్ సేయింగ్ శ్వహలాంగులేన తితితర్తి సింధుం. ఇఫ్ సంబడి గివ్స్ అప్ విష్ణు అండ్ టేక్స్ అవర్ షెల్టర్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ హోల్డింగ్ శ్వహ. శ్వ మీన్స్ డాగ్. శ్వహలాంగులేన హోల్డింగ్ ద టెయిల్ ఆఫ్ అ డాగ్ అండ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు క్రాస్ ది ఓషన్. డాగ్స్ క్యాన్ స్విమ్, బట్ క్యాన్ అ డాగ్ స్విమ్ అక్రాస్ ఎన్ ఓషన్? And if the dog is attempting to swim that ocean and you hold the tail of that dog, what is your probability of crossing the ocean? So devatas are so humble when they are glorifying Lord Vishnu, they are saying we are dogs, like that, out of their humility. In other words, they are saying we should take shelter of Krishna. But you may say, no, 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 my dear Devataji, you are the one who is creating so many things, you are the engineers in material world, you are responsible. So then they say, yes, yes, we are also doing many things, but let us clarify who we are. Yaeka isho nijamaya yana sasarjayenanu srijami vishvam vayam nayasyapi purasamihata pashyamalingam prithag isha manina. Yes, we do creation in this material world, but Krishna is the original creator. Yaeka isho. And then by his maya shakti we get strength. Sasarjayenanu srijami vishvam. We do the secondary creation, but primary is Krishna. And you may not be able to understand this. We are also not able to understand this. Sometimes Krishna may be right in front of us, but we may not recognize him. So they are saying the Lord is with us, but we are not able to recognize because vayam nayasyapi purasamihata, because pashyamalingam prithagisha manina. We think we are supreme. We think I am the enjoyer. Because of this duality, we are unable to recognize Krishna. So this is very, very powerful. Means they are saying we are so close to Krishna, but we miss him because we have this enjoying tendency. Devatas are saying, what to speak of us? Many of us come to Krishna consciousness and then we read something and then suddenly, because of a small reason, we give up. We come so close, like, and we miss it. Oh, why is God dancing with so many gopis? No, I don't accept him as God. So that small thing which is preventing us, because we don't understand from proper sources, in English there is a saying, there is many a slip between the cup and the lip. Chai liya, aur hoto mein aane tak, gir jata hai. Many a slip between the cup and the lip. Similarly, Krishna is there, Bhagavatam is there, devotees are there, everything is there, but still we miss Krishna. Therefore, and this is because Krishna loves to play hide and seek. Huh? Krishna, it's not that you can control Krishna. That's why this arrow shooting, this hunter shot an arrow at Krishna's toenail, this is enough to bewilder someone and make them leave Krishna consciousness. Even devatas are bewildered by Krishna's material energy. Indra got bewildered twice. And then Brahmaji. So we need blessings, we need a lot of mercy. But you see, contrast this with the Brajavasis. Amazing. Brajavasis, they have no problem. They also don't accept Krishna as Supreme Lord. But they love Krishna so much. Shukdev Goswami, he explains, he contrasts the Devatas with the Brajavasis. How much love they have. Yat padapam sur bahujanma krichrato dhritatma biryogi birapalavyaha. Saeva yadrug vishaya swayam stita kim varnyate dishthamato vrajaukasam. Shukdev Goswami says, so many births you may do lot of tapasya and still you will not get Krishna's lotus feet. Dhritatma bir, lot of discipline you may follow. Yogi bir, api alabhyaha, fir bhi nahi milega. Doing all of that you may not get Krishna. And look at these Brajavasis. Saeva yatra vishaya swayam stita. Jo aap paane ka try kar rahe hain, itna tapasya karke, wo Brajavasis ke saath khel rahe hain. Kim varnyate dishtam aho vrajau kasam. Are, Brajavasiyon ka bhagya to dekho. Look at their great fortune. He is glorifying the Brajavasis like that. So therefore, we have to understand we are very, very far away from Krishna. So therefore, our best bet is Krishna. We have to take shelter of Krishna. So, the devatas are saying, there are a lot of prayers, we will not take all of them. In one of the last prayers, they say, so I think the only way all of us can now accept and surrender is by chanting his holy names. Namaste yagya viryaya vayase hutate nama. Namaste ashta chakraya nama supuru hutaye. Supuru hutaye means variety of names Krishna has. And he is the one who gives results of yagya. Namaste yagya viryaya vayase hutate nama. He is the one who exhausts the benefits from yagya. And he is the one who wields the chakra. So like this, they are glorifying. Now, if Supreme Lord is glorified, if you are glorified by someone, nicely, what will you say? After the end of the glorification, what will you say? You will say, hey, thank you very much. You will say like that, no? You will say, I am feeling very flattered. Hey, bahut chada diya aapne, thank you. Or you will say, I am feeling very humbled. Or you will say, ye to Krishna ki mercy hai. Like that you say, no? So if you are glorified so much by the top people, imagine the Prime Minister of the country, the President of the country, they come and glorify you. You say, bas kijiye. But look at this, the devatas are glorifying Krishna, Lord. So end of it, what is Lord Vishnu's reply? He has to reply, no, they are all glorifying. So Lord Vishnu should say, oh, thank you. I am humbled or I am very grateful to you for your glorification. No. Lord Vishnu's reply is epic. It's an amazing reply. Just see. Basically, Lord Vishnu in his reply makes it very clear. You guys, I am the boss, okay? So he makes it very clear who is the boss. So how does the Lord begin his reply? That's very, very interesting. So he says, he tells the demigods. So demigods have finished prayers. It's, I think, almost 30-40 shlokas, they are glorifying. Because why they are glorifying? उनका एजेंडा है. व्हाट इज एजेंडा? धृतरासुर. रिमेंबर मैंने स्टार्टिंग में बोला ना, वो भाग रहे, टेंशन में वो लोग, तो प्रे कर रहे हैं. एंड ग्लोरिफिकेशन इज ब्यूटिफुल, परफेक्ट ग्लोरिफिकेशन, बट पीछे एजेंडा है. सो लॉर्ड विष्णु इज सो अमेजिंग, ही हियर्स देयर ग्लोरिफिकेशन एंड दिस इज आवर लॉर्ड विष्णु रिप्लाइज. किम दुरापम मई प्रीते तथापि विबुदर्शभा मई एकांत मतिर्नान्यात् मत्तो वांचन्ति तत्ववित्. ओ डेमिगॉड्स, किम दुरापम मई प्रीते, अगर मैं खुश हो गया तो क्या नहीं मिल सकता आपको? दिस इज अवर रिप्लाइज. किम दुरापम मई प्रीते तथापि बट स्टिल विभुदर्शवा. ओ इंटेलिजेंट डेमिगॉड्स, यू आर वेरी इंटेलिजेंट, नो? डोंट यू नो वन थिंग? मै एकांत मतीर्णान्या, इफ समबडी वर्शिप्स मी यू शुड नॉट हैव एनी अदर डिजायर. मत्तो वांचन्ति तत्वविद, और कुछ इच्छा नहीं करना चाहिए. तत्वविद जो एक्चुअली सच्चाई को जानता है, ही विल नॉट आस्क फॉर एनीथिंग एल्स अदर देन वॉन्टिंग टू सर्व मी. एंड ही इज नॉट सेइंग यू आर आस्किंग फॉर All these things, but the message समझने वाले, ईशा क्या है, समझने वाले को इशारा काफी है ना? So, समझने वाले समझ गए, जो ना समझे हरी बोल, प्रभु जी है वो. Who are they? So we have to understand. Oh, Lord is telling them indirectly that you guys are asking for material things. You are asking relief from this war, but actually, if you really love me, you will not ask this. See, Lord is very intelligent. You know what Lord Vishnu tells them? He gives them solution for their problem. What does he tell them? He tells them, go to Dadichi and ask for his bones. And then they make a weapon. Indra makes a weapon and then he attacks Dhritarashtra. But Lord knows their agenda. And then he tells them, you are all demigods. The whole world, people are coming to you asking for blessings. They are foolish people. But there is somebody more foolish than them. Who is that? Naveda kripana shreya atmano guna vastu drup tasyata nichato yachet yadi sopi tatavida. He says, logon ko pata nahi hai, kripana hai, they are foolish people, miserly people. Naveda kripana shreya atmano guna vastu drup, they are contaminated by three modes. That is why they come to you asking for material benefits. They are foolish people. They are kripana. But there is somebody more foolish than them. Who is that? Tasyata nichato yachet. Jo unki ichchaon ki purti karta hai. One who fulfills their desire. Yadi sopi tatavidha. He is more foolish than them. Again, he is not telling directly. जो कल्चर्ड लोग रहते हैं ना, कल्चर्ड लोगों में ना डायरेक्टली नहीं बोलते. लाइक व्हेन आई वाज यंग बॉय, वी यूज्ड टू वॉच क्रिकेट. सो क्रिकेट कमेंटेटर्स, यू नो, समबडी, वी आर वॉचिंग क्रिकेट, सो वी गेट इमोशनल. नो, समबडी इट्स अ बैड शॉट, वी से स्टूपिड शॉट, बट द कमेंटेटर्स वुड से दैट इज नॉट वन ऑफ द बेस्ट शॉट्स ही हैज प्लेड. सो आई गेट एंग्री, ऐसे कैसे बोल रहे हैं? देन माय फादर यूज्ड टू से, नो नो नो, दैट इज अ कल्चर्ड वे ऑफ सेइंग दैट इज अ स्टूपिड शॉट. लाइक ब्रह्म बंधु मतलब फ्रेंड ऑफ ब्राह्मण, वेदों में लिखा है ना. एक्चुअली इट मीन्स लो क्लास ब्राह्मण. वन इज बॉर्न एज ब्राह्मण बट इज नॉट क्वालिफाइड एज ब्राह्मण, इज अनक्वालिफाइड, उसको ब्रह्म बंधु बोलते हैं. बट अच्छा लैंग्वेज अच्छा यूज करते हैं ना, दैट इज वैदिक कल्चर. लाइक इन द एयरपोर्ट यू विल सी, दे विल से थैंक यू फॉर नॉट स्मोकिंग. व्हाट दे आर सेइंग इज डोंट स्मोक. बट इन कल्चर्ड, अमंग्स कल्चर्ड पीपल, दे डायरेक्टली दे डोंट से. So Lord Vishnu is not directly telling them that you are foolish. You are fulfilling material desires. So he is basically, what is Lord doing? He is scolding them. So they have glorified Vishnu. If somebody glorifies you, you will be thank you and you will be nice to that person because you want approval of everybody. Lord Vishnu is independent. He doesn't want anybody's certificate. He is not thinking how demigods are. See, if you glorify demigods, demigods are obliged to give you benefits. But when demigods are glorifying Vishnu, Vishnu is not saying, Hari Hari. इतना ग्लोरीफाई किया तो लेट मी स्पीक नाइस विद देम, इतना मिल रहा है ग्लोरीफिकेशन. लॉर्ड विष्णु इज जस्ट स्कोल्डिंग देम, ही इज नॉट केयरिंग फॉर देयर एनी, ही डोंट वांट एनीथिंग फ्रॉम देम. एंड देन फाइनली ही सेज, द लास्ट वर्स इज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल, ही सेज, यू नो व्हाट यू गाइस आर डूइंग, స్వయం నిశ్రేయసం విద్వాన్ నవక్తజ్ఞాయ కర్మహి నరాతి రోగినోపత్యం వాంచతోపి భిషక్తమ. హి సేస్ విద్వాన్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్, వెరీ వెరీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్, సో యూ షుడ్ నో నవక్ అజ్ఞాయ కర్మై, వన్ హూజ్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ కమ్స్ టు యూ ఆస్క్ ఫర్ మెటీరియల్ బెనిడిక్షన్స్, హౌ క్యాన్ ఎనీబడి గివ్ దోస్ మెటీరియల్ బెనిడిక్షన్స్ టు దెమ్? లైక్ నరాతి రోగినో పత్యం, రోగికో పత్య రేతా హై. వెన్ ఐ రెడ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఫస్ట్ టైమ్ ఐ వాజ్ అమేజ్డ్ బికాస్ ఐ వాజ్ థింకింగ్ హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ టాకింగ్ టు లార్డ్ విష్ణు అండ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు టు టెల్ దెమ్, కన్విన్స్ దెమ్, ఈస్ గివింగ్ అన్ అనాలజీ ఆఫ్ వాట్ రోగ డిజీజ్ అండ్ పత్య. I was thinking, acha, heavenly planets mein bhi bimari hai. So, aapko heaven, so we should give up the desire to go to heavenly planets. Because it is not, there also there is some problem. He is saying, na rati rogino patyam. Rogi ko patya rehta hai. Vanchatopi vishaktama. The rogi may say, I want this mithai. But he is diabetic. So, what will the doctor do? Will the doctor say, oh, he's a patient, he has come to me, I should be nice to him, let me give him. He's a diabetic, let me give him gulab jamun. No. Lord Vishnu is saying, narati rogino patyam vanchatopi bhishaktama. Patient may demand, but the good doctor will not give. Similarly, people may come asking for material benedictions, but you are giving them. That is not good. So, it's a very beautiful conversation. I have just fast forwarded and just taken few shlokas. See, very, very important clarification here. Very, very important disclaimer. If you have not been attentive so far, no problem. This one you should hear. See, very important. See, two things you have to understand from this whole thing. One is, we are very fortunate, all of us. We are in ISKCON. We have got what? Pure devotional service. Directly, Bhagavan ne jo diya hai, wo humko mil raha hai. Second, very important. Don't disrespect the devatas. Don't judge them. భగవాన్ విష్ణు ఇంకో డాక్టరే, వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్. సీ, దాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ప్రైవేట్ కాన్వర్సేషన్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ మేడ్ పబ్లిక్. అవి ఇంటర్నెట్ మే ఆగా. ఆప్ డోంట్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద కమెంట్ సెక్షన్, డోంట్ యూ స్టార్ట్ కమెంటింగ్ ఆన్ ఇట్. నో, జస్ట్ బికాస్ యూ ఆర్ ప్రివీ టు దేర్ ఇంటిమేట్ పాస్ టైమ్స్, డోంట్ జస్ట్ దెమ్. దిస్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఒఫెన్సివ్. సీ, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ గ్రేట్ డివోటీస్ అండ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు విల్ స్కోల్డ్ దెమ్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ వెరీ డియర్ టు ద లార్డ్. సీ, ఐ రిమెంబర్ వన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ మెనీ ఇయర్స్ అగో, గౌర గోపాల్ ప్రభు గేవ్, దాట్ just touched my heart so deeply. After that, I have never had any problems with devatas. I love all the devatas. You know, I used to earlier get confused, no? Because when we come, before coming to ISKCON, we are attached to many devatas. And then when we come here, we think Krishna is Lord, then we feel, hey, but I used to love Ganpati, I like, you know, Lord Shiva. So then confusion aata hai. But that example Gaur Gopal Prabhu gave, so beautiful. He said, you know, we should understand Vedic culture is like one joint family. So when a young girl, she gets married and she enters the joint family, she has her husband, she has father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, and her husband's kaka, all of them are there, big family. So she respects everyone in that family. And she will serve everyone also. But whom will she actually serve? Whom does her heart belong to? Her husband. That is her only love. But others also she loves, she respects. Similarly, in Vedic culture, we as devotees of Krishna, on the basis of Shastra, chanting Hare Krishna, practicing Shravanam, we have given our heart to Krishna. Krishna is our pati. Krishna is our husband. Krishna is our Lord. And all the other devatas, they are part of the same family. So we don't disrespect. We respect all of them. In fact, in Vrindavan, if you see, na, if you go to Vrindavan, you will see the Brajavasis. They love Krishna, but they will respect all devatas. They will do their father, Shraddha, Tarpana, and they will worship all the devatas. They will respect all the Devi devatas. I remember once in Nandagaon, we were taking prasad in one of the Goswami's houses, and that Maharaj was, Radhana Swami Maharaj was also there, and some few brahmacharis were there. Big feast they had prepared. There was chas, sweets, and the sabzi was little tikka, spicy. So while eating, you know, thoda tika ho gaya. So one of the brahmacharis next to me, he told that Prabhuji, that the Goswami who is from Nandagaon, he said, "Arey, aap Thakurji ko itna tika khilate hain, you feed the Lord such tika bhoga." Immediately he said, because what did the devotee say? "Aap Thakurji ko itna tika khilate hain." And immediately that Prabhuji said, "He's a Brajavasi. He loves Krishna." And what is his first reaction?
ही सेड, अरे ठाकुर जी होंगे आपके, ठाकुर जी तो आपके होंगे, हमारे ठाकुर जी थोड़ी है वो, तो हमारे तो लाला है, ब्रजवासी है वो तो, और वो तो टीका ही खाते हैं. सो लाइक दैट यू नो ही जस्ट एंड वी वर आई लुक्ड एट बोथ ऑफ अस लुक्ड एट देम लुक्ड एट हिम एंड वी वर वंडरिंग वाओ व्हाट डिड ही से. वी कांट इमिटेट दैट. दे लव कृष्णा एंड फॉर देम ऑल द देवताज आर पार्ट ऑफ द सेम फैमिली. सो वी ऑल्सो रेस्पेक्ट ऑल द देवताज. यू नो आई नो डेवोटीज हू गो टू बाबुलनाथ एंड दे बेग बाबुलनाथ जी. What do they ask? Let us serve Krishna, let us serve Radha Gopinath, let me serve devotees, let me not offend devotees. So when we sincerely ask the devatas for what is good for us, or when we ask them to help us in our devotional service to Krishna, we will become better devotees. Because their blessing, we need everybody's blessings, no? Like I remember Vrishabhanu Prabhu once telling this story that he and Kirtida Mataji, his good wife, for many years, every Friday they would go to Mahalakshmi temple here only. So every Friday they would go. So on the 25th wedding anniversary they were there and they prayed, both of them, that we are coming every Friday to you for last 25 years and we have been asking for so many blessings, you are giving us also. Now after 25 years of coming to you, now we are requesting you, now you please give us what is best for us, not what we are asking you. And next day they got invitation for JOSD course. And they came to temple and they became devotees of Krishna. So that's very, very important. So this is the section. So what we'll do now, we'll just conclude the class. So basically what we have to understand is, from today's purport we discuss two things. One is the four sampradayas, right? That is the one point. Second is how all the devatas are saluting, respecting, worshipping Krishna. And we have got Krishna. So we should be happy, grateful, and also respect the devatas. And why? If we come to Krishna, what will Krishna give? Krishna will give what is best for us. Sometimes devotees get angry. Because why we get angry? Because we don't get what we want. And we think we know what is best for us. Krishna kahe ama baje mage vishaya sukh, amrit chade visha mage yehi bada murkh. Krishna says, Are, he is worshipping me and asking for sense gratification. Oh, he is giving up amrita, he is giving up nectar and asking for visha. Hey, bada murk, he is a fool. Ami vigya yehi murkha, visha kene diva. But I am intelligent, Krishna is saying. He is fool, but I am intelligent. Why should I give him wish? Ami vigya yehi murkha, visha kene diva. Swacharanamrita diya vishaya bulaiva. I will give him my charanamrit. And by that, he will forget sense gratification. And that is what today's verse also is, they are discussing. Charanamrit, Lord Charanamrit, Brahmaji wants. Lord Shiva wants. We should also aspire that. And especially when devotees go through crisis and suffering. Anybody here has gone through suffering in life? Oh, thank you. More hands came up, so I'm feeling. So, and sometimes you will see, you know, devotees go through suffering exactly like the non-devotees go through externally. And that time we get bewildered. Oh, what is happening? Are, main to devotee hoon, mere paas aisa kaise ho raha hai? We should know, no, Krishna. See, crisis na, and suffering is a great chance to change our life. I was a very beautiful lecture I heard of His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. Sachinandan Swami Maharaj is one of the senior most leaders in ISKCON. He's been a devotee since 55 years now. Practicing bhakti for so many years. One beautiful lecture he gave. He said, see, he came to ISKCON not like many of us. Many of us came to ISKCON because we wanted friends, job, or, you know, association, material desires. He said he came to ISKCON because he was looking for spiritual truth. And despite that, he's saying, despite having a proper purpose, not material purpose, he said, after 20 years of being in the movement, he said, I went through a big crisis. And I realized that I am not experiencing all that which I thought 20 years ago I will experience 20 years later. And that was a big crisis for me. I thought, I had only two choices now. Give up Krishna consciousness and go for some other spiritual path. Or
dive deeper into Krishna consciousness and explore, rediscover. Maybe I overlooked something. Maybe I ignored something in the last 20 years. So he said, I decided to become a scientist. I started reading the same purports again, same things again, and then I discovered holy name. And then when I understood, like one sentence of Prabhupada I read, he's giving example. Chanting Hare Krishna means carrying the Lord in the heart. He said, this sentence when I read now, it suddenly changed me. You can repeat this sentence after me. Chanting Hare Krishna means
carrying the Lord
in the heart. So when you are chanting Hare Krishna, you are carrying Krishna in your heart. So Maharaj says, when I read like this second innings, test match aisa hota hai na, first innings mein zero pe out hua, to second innings mein chance milta hai. So Maharaj says, the second innings started. And then the same purport, same things, he was reading differently. And then he discovered holy name. He says, after that, his life changed. So crisis is very good if you are going through, because crisis means medically, crisis means turning point where you either die or you become healthy. So spiritual life may crisis means either we spiritually die or we become better. So now we have a choice to ask this question. Maybe I'm ignoring something in bhakti. Maybe I need to rediscover. And then we will be, Maharaj, you know what he does now? Every year he takes 1 month off only for chanting. All his lectures he gives on chanting. Every day he speaks on chanting. Because he's experiencing that. So all of us have two things. We have unique fascination in Krishna consciousness and we have unique contribution. There is something which uniquely fascinates each one of us. You may be fascinated by kirtan. Somebody may be fascinated by deities. Somebody may be fascinated by bhagavatam. You know? Sabka ek unique fascination hai bhakti mein. And also we have a unique contribution. You can give Krishna consciousness in a unique way. By making garlands, by giving lectures, by distributing books, by taking care of devotees. So many ways we can do. So, crisis or suffering, if devotees are going through suffering, don't give up faith in Krishna. Know that this is an opportunity to discover your unique fascination in bhakti and unique contribution. And the essence is Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is where we discover all of this. So, we request all the devotees that let us absorb ourselves in bhakti. In fact, this is what is declared by Shukdev Goswami, that why Vrindavan Brajvasis were not perceiving material suffering. I'll end with this last shloka, then we can have some comments or questions. Iti nanda deyo gopa krishna rama katam muda kuruvanto rama manascha navindam bhavavedanam navindam bhavavedanam. They did not feel material suffering because Iti Nanda Deyo Gopa, Nanda Maharaj and all the Gopas, Krishna Rama Katam Muda, they were constantly glorifying Krishna. Because of that, Kuruvanto Rama Manascha, their affection for Krishna increased and their enjoyment also increased, spiritual enjoyment. And the ultimate conclusion was, Navindam Bhavavedanam. They did not perceive material miseries. So this is the essence of Krishna consciousness. The devtas are glorifying Krishna. Let us also glorify Krishna. Let us take shelter of Krishna with respect to the devtas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions regarding today's class? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah.
Mic.
You'll get a mic.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. My question is, Prabhuji, Vishnuji is, scolding the demigods for fulfilling the desires of the living entities, but ultimately Vishnuji is only fulfilling the desires, right, through the demigods.
Yeah.
So then why is he scolding?
Rasa. I told you, I already end that section by saying, private conversation hai unka. Abhi pati patni jhagda kar rahe hai. बेडरूम में चिल्ला रहे झगड़ा कर रहे और आपने सुन लिया आपके दोस्त है वो प्रभु जी बाद में आप प्रभु जी को ये नहीं बोल सकते आपने ऐसा क्यों बोला फिर आपने ये क्यों बोला वो एक इट्स अ सर्विस दे आर डूइंग द देवताज आर डूइंग अ सर्विस ऑफ गिविंग अस आवर डिजायर्स बट देन Here Bhagavatam is highlighting that aspect of the Lord where the Lord is teaching us the importance of pure devotional service. So system banaya Bhagavan nahi, Bhagavan nahi banaya. But he also wants us to know, the devtas to know that ultimately we should aspire for only pure devotional service. Bhagavatam focuses on pure devotional service. So you have come to Bhagavatam, that's why you are getting to hear this.
Right, Prabhuji. I've got one more question, Prabhuji. Like all these demigods are glorifying Vishnu, and the knowledge of, you know, this knowledge was also given by Krishna to, you know, Brahmaji, Shivji,
yeah,
and, you know, four Kumaras. So in Bhagavad Gita, why is it said that nobody knows me? Like even demigod doesn't know me. So why is this statement? How do we understand this, Prabhuji?
So what I'm saying, na, statements have to be taken in a particular context. Nobody knows me means there are certain aspects nobody will know. Only a pure devotee will know. But at the same time, the Lord is known. See, Lord is not known by anyone. You can't say that demigods don't know the Lord. They definitely know. But still, the Lord will say, no, there are some pure devotees who know me best. See, you know, don't zoom into one word or one statement. You see it in the whole context. Then when you read the whole Bhagavatam, then everything gets harmonized. In a conversation, if you zoom into the middle of a conversation, like if you enter in the Bhagavatam, suddenly into Shaubari Muni is enjoying with 50 queens. You know, you will think, are kya fall down ho gaya to? But if you see after that, his lamentation, his repentance and how he advances. What I am saying is you read the whole pastime. You read the whole Bhagavad Gita. Everything is harmonized. Therefore, see, there are two things. Bhagavatam, when we are reading Bhagavatam, we need to always have this mood of opening our heart and allowing everything to come. Many of us, you know, we get stuck on some sentence or some word. When you don't understand, continue reading, and then when you read the complete thing, it gets harmonized. See, there is a very beautiful lecture by Srila Prabhupada, November 1974 in Bombay. Prabhupada's amazing thing, no, in lectures, when he was giving in Bombay, India, he will give Indian examples. Because before this, he was in Los Angeles, and there he was giving examples connected to America, like he will speak about traffic, American traffic, he will talk about tickets, the buildings. In India, he will give examples of the Pan Bidi Wala. So that lecture, beautiful lecture, Prabhupada is speaking about Bhagavatam. He says two aspects of Bhagavatam, which we all should know as sincere devotees. One is, he says, now, this is November 8, 1974, and some Indians are sitting, some Americans are sitting. He says, so, in this world, people cannot be happy with anything other than Krishna. You may have money, you may have everything, but without Bhagavatam, you will not be happy. Just like, without sun, you cannot be happy. Darkness cannot go without sun. Now you may say, but I can have torch. I can use light. And Srila Prabhupada understands that. He says, all artificial light you may use, but none of them is substitute for sun. And then when I heard that, I was stunned because if you see, most of us, what we are doing, we are okay with the substitute. But that does not replace the real light. Like for example, you know, in the world right now, there are many countries where sun doesn't come for many, many days. Like many European countries, even in Alaska, US, minus 35 degrees, minus 20 degrees. And sun is not seen at all. And their life is going on nicely. They have full floodlights, baseball matches, tournaments, football matches. Light nahi hai karke kuch farak hi nahi padta. Sunlight. But because they don't get the real light, they have depression caused by lack of sunlight. It is called seasonal affective disorder, SAD, sad disease. One of the depression is because of no light. And you may say, but they have all the light. But it is artificial light. We need real light. Similarly, Prabhupada in that class says, you may have a lot of money, but that will not give happiness. Only Bhagavatam can give happiness. Look at these American boys. You think they have come to India because they want money? You know, like, you know, Prabhupada gives in Hindi, we say, you know, papi pet ka sawal hai. So in that whole class, Prabhupada is saying, so do you think they have problem of the belly? Belly? He keeps talking about belly. Like, you know, in one lecture, Prabhupada says, Krishna is not your father's servant. So those who know Hindi, they understand what Prabhupada is saying. So American will not understand. What does it mean? You know, Krishna is not your father's servant. So like that Prabhupada is saying. So you think these boys have a belly, problem of belly? They are giving money. They can fill, they can solve the problem of your belly. Today morning I went to American Express. I got 9 lakh rupees. So some transfer, money transfer was there. 9 lakh rupees in 1974. Today it is 9 crores. So Prabhupada is saying 9 lakh rupees I got. Why? To solve your problem of belly. So they have so much money in America. But why they are not happy? They need Bhagavatam, because money and all the luxuries you have, it is like artificial light. Ultimately that vacuum, that hollow, jo khokla pan hai na, wo jayega nahi. Uske liye Bhagavatam hi lagega, Krishna hi lagega. That is another problem, Prabhupada says. Indians ka dusra problem hai. Indians ke paas sun hi sun hai. But you know what Indians are doing? They have closed the doors, windows and curtain dal diya aur aankh mein patti dal diya and bolde sun nahi hai, sun nahi hai, sun. And you are telling them, remove the patti, remove the curtain. Nahi, sun dikhao, sun dikhao. So Indian problem is, there is sun, but we have forcefully covered ourselves. So Prabhupada says two things. One is, we need knowledge of Bhagavatam. And for those who get the knowledge of Bhagavatam, like all of us, we should open our heart. We should open our eyes. We should be having that attitude of service. Prabhupada's famous example he gives is of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was prime minister. Prabhupada says he had a boat filled with gold. He was going with boat filled with gold. He was so wealthy, so intelligent. Prime minister of Bengal in 1500s. That time Bengal was like, you know, like today 3-4 European countries combined together. That time, today is Bangladesh and a lot of northeastern, everything was Bengal that time. And Sanatana Goswami was prime minister of that country. And when he meets Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada says, he was not going to Lord Chaitanya to solve the problem of the belly. He is telling Lord Chaitanya, Gramya Vyavahara Pandita Kori Mani Apanara Hita Kichuhi Na Jani. Everybody is calling me great Pandit and I am such a fool, my dear Lord, that I believe them. Ke Ami Kene Amar Jarata Patre. Who am I? Why am I suffering? I don't have answers to these questions. Please tell me, my dear Lord. So Sanatana Goswami is in that mood of humility. Is asking. So we need to approach the Lord in that mood. So two problems regarding sunlight. One is, no sunlight is a problem. Second,
the curtain.
Curtain. Similarly, no Bhagavatam, no wisdom, no Bhagavad Gita is a problem. And for us who are fortunate, who are blessed, what is the problem? Our eyes are closed. So we should open, allow the Bhagavatam to influence us, allow our hearts to be purified. And read the whole Bhagavatam in the complete context, and everything will make, everything will be harmonized.
Right, Prabhuji.
Is that okay?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
I need to stop now, it's touching 11. Oh, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. You can give a comment.
The entire thing, don't talk about Radhaji. Radhaji disappeared, Krishna, 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 but in our
yes, thank you. Shukdev Goswami doesn't speak about Radharani directly, because if he says Anya Radhita, that he says one, thoda sa bol dete hain. Pura nahi bolte, because then he would get into ecstasy and then he will not be able to complete Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj ke paas bahut kam time hai. So that's why he doesn't glorify. But our acharyas have given about Radharani, and we are happy to glorify Srimati Radhar. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. We stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.